We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, I'm Andy Shea. We're going to do a 2019 recruiting class overview now that signing day version 1 and version 2.0 are over. Mm-hmm. Can I give some numbers quick, Ross?
Oh, you know you want
you
to.
You better.
Thank you.
You better, Andrew.
So far, Penn State has 23 commitments in the 2019 class. 18 of those are either 4 or 5 star. They have 2 quarterbacks in the class for the first time under Coach James Franklin. They have 3 kids from Florida. They're either inside the top 15 or just outside the top 10, however you want to look at it.
Look at these hand gestures, man.
He's going off right now. Number 2 in the Big Ten behind Michigan. And this is for Jim, the average star rating nationally for 4 and 5 stars. The Jimmy one he likes. Number seven.
But Jim, that dropped.
It did. They were 3.
It's the guys they brought in this week.
Correct.
They took some 3 stars.
They have the highest rated kid out of Düsseldorf, and now you're shaming
best kid
Penn
in the
State.
Country. Okay, he's the best kid in the country.
So
I wouldn't be surprised if he's good.
I hope he is. I really do.
All right, 10 on offense, 13 on defense, 2 quarterbacks, 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers, only 3 offensive linemen. Ding,
too many
ding.
Numbers. Okay, let's go.
All right, let's go. So what's the strength of the class, Bob? Your opinion.
The linebackers.
The 2 linebackers.
Yeah, Dixon and Smith.
Yeah.
I think the most interesting thing moving forward is going to be how these quarterbacks come along and what they can do that maybe Penn State hasn't had before. These are 2 very athletic kids. Michael Johnson, I saw him down in Florida at an Under Armour practice. He's not done growing. He's a big kid. He's more accomplished. He looks like he's much more accomplished as a runner right now. He's definitely not done filling out, but if they can get him to the point where he can make some plays in the passing game consistently, that kid's going to be a really interesting kid to watch. I think the quarterbacks, to me, are the most fascinating group. And I know we always talk about the defensive tackles. Will any of them come together because they need better defensive tackles? But
right.
I think the quarterbacks for me are 2 years from now, I'll be curious to see where they are, you know, in the big picture. If one of these kids steps up, it's going to be real interesting at Penn State.
Both of these linebackers are enrolled early. Are both of them a depth chart factor come August, Ross? Do you think both of them are depth chart factors come August? They're both enrolled early. They're both going to play in the spring. Do you think they're...
They already have pretty good depth at linebacker.
That's my question.
I think they will be a factor, though.
Good.
Yeah. And I also think they're good enough that Penn State probably realizes they're not going to be there for 5 years anyway.
Right.
And really, if you look at it, one way or the other, most kids aren't going to be there for 5 years. They're either going to go pro or they're going to transfer. They're not going to be there for 5 years. So redshirting is kind of a waste. Like if the kid can help you in any way that year, have him help you because the odds that he stays for 5 years. Like I would like to do that, Bob. Here's your homework for next week. How many fifth-year guys does Penn State have next year? Tommy Stevens.
Right. Okay. I'll do
Gonzalez.
It. Stevie. And he thought about leaving.
Anybody else
thought
coming
he
off?
He thought long and hard about leaving.
Anything else come
of off? Note? Of note, Garrett Taylor will be a
fifth-year senior.
As so will John Reed, I believe,
because of the injury.
Yeah, those are 2 more. I think
Blake Gillikin.
Blake fourth. He punted as
Jan Johnson.
Jan Johnson. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I think that both those guys have a real chance to be top 6 linebackers at the very least, maybe. By coming out of August, because who are you talking about other than the starters? That you know, Cam Brown and Micah, obviously Jan Johnson.
Well, I think Ellis Brooks and Luketta.
Now, but were those guys as they were not viewed quite as highly as these guys? So the question is, with the early enrollment, can these guys vault past, or at least one of these guys vault past either Ellis or Luketta? And I think that's quite possible.
All right, interesting. 3 offensive linemen. Does that number concern you, Ross? They got three offensive linemen across. Okay. No. It struck out to me, but that's why I wanted to get
I mean, over 5 years, if you get three a year, you should have 15 scholarship linemen. I mean, we know that they're down a little bit in numbers across the board, but no, I'd say three or four. I actually like the idea. By the way, whatever happened to the Harrison Hunt kid that they were supposed to get the whole time? The D-tackle from, like, Brooklyn or whatever. I mean, the whole time they were supposed to get that guy. And then it's like he just dropped off the face of the earth. You started seeing Pickle's columns like, yeah, I don't know. Pickle knows like 95% of the time.
He does.
I can tell by his columns that he knows whether they're getting a kid or not. Plus, after the kid commits, he's got the story up in 2 seconds. Nobody writes that fast, Pickle. We know
I know the
secret. Give me the answers, Pickle.
I know the secret to his success, but I'm sworn to see. I can't tell. I can't say it on air.
Well, he has some sources. Clearly.
Hey, Keystone Sports Network fans, would you like a GoPSURV.com RV for the blue-white game? It could be yours if you enter our raffle and you're chosen. All you have to do is download our Keystone Sports app from the App Store on your phone. If you haven't done it already, you're not doing it right. But here's your chance to get a GoPSURV out of it. Go to the GoPSURV button on our app. Push the button, give us your name and email address, and you're entered to win. It's that easy. Download the app and enter. One entry per person. All right, Ross Tucker.
By the way, he signed with Miami. His high school teammates going there. But he had offers from Penn State, Ohio State, Alabama, from New York. They thought for a long time that they were going to get him. That would have been a nice D-tackle get.
All right, I'm going to start with you, Bob. And anything in your – do you think there was a spot where this class where they came up short? Two quarterbacks, couple of running backs, six defensive backs.
I mean, Ross talked about the fact that the game's changing. The game's played in space. It's all about speed. These defensive backs better be able to play and play quickly at Penn State. I don't think they're very deep in the secondary as we talk about this team. I mean, you have John Reed, who's a fifth-year player. Garrett Taylor is a fifth-year player. Tariq Castro-Fields, who – if he has a good year, I'm telling you, he's going to think about leaving. I think he's getting close to being a very, very good player. Donovan Johnson after – but really, there's a lot of what-ifs. So I just think that they've – over the years, whether it's been injury or kids just not developing, they've missed on some kids in the secondary. And I think the secondary guys they bring in this year – and they've also lost a couple kids, I think, because of their careers never really got started.
Right.
I think that they absolutely need some of these guys to. They have to pan for gold, and they've got to find some players who could help for 2 or 3 years.
Too many Patricians and Aaron Monroes and guys like that.
Yeah, it's been too much of that. It just has been, and I know they were highly rated or considered to be good players at one point, but you can't keep molding ex running backs and ex corners and ex
wide receivers into safeties
and pulling this stuff out of you know what. I mean, eventually it's going to catch up to them, especially the way that Ohio State is recruiting with their skill guys.
I will say this. They got a lot of DBs. Like, the first guys they got in this class, I felt like were all DBs. Like, the first, like, five of the first, like, seven commits were DBs. I remember that's all we were talking about, like, last spring. And so these are the guys they wanted. I mean, Keaton Ellis was first. And then they got, like, Marquise Wilson and Tyler Rudolph. I mean, it seemed like they got the DBs that they wanted pretty early in this class.
They still got a shot at that safety from Maryland. I still think that's in play. Okay. I really do. I mean, the kid wants to go, but sometimes when a parent's in there, it could get ugly, but it could get...
I never really understand that, by the way.
I don't get it either.
No, but my parents never would have told me where to go. They would have supported wherever I wanted to go. Now, I could kind of tell... what their preference would have been, and it happened to align with my preference. Although that's not even true. I think my dad wanted me to go Harvard, but that's because he went to college up in Andover at Merrimack. So I think he wanted to be able to have his son go to the school that
my son called me the other day, so he's changed his major minor, and I'm like, eh. But I'm like, okay, good luck, son. Liked your plan before, but it's your plan. Go for it.
I went to the University of Scranton.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
I'm just saying.
And were you broadcast journalism right from the start?
They had one journalism class at Scranton when I was there. That says a lot about my development as a writer, I think. One.
So what did you major in?
They had a broad communications thing, but none of it really revolved around journalism. It was all like radio and TV.
What did you think you wanted to be a beat writer?
I wanted to be a writer, so I was immediately just aligned myself with the school paper and just kind of
that's the way
did
do
that
it.
Stuff.
All right.
Undefeated football team, University of Scranton.
Well, I mean, that must have been a long, long time ago because they've had club football there for the longest
time. That's why I'm saying they're undefeated. Try to keep up. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah.
Classic Tucker. Just got me again.
Is there one guy, one or two guys you think Ross could be, we could look at and say it could be an underrated recruit in this class?
Well, so if we're going to go underrated,
yeah.
You heard earlier how I felt about Daquan Hardy.
Big fan.
I it's a state championship game, man. And he had all kinds of juice and showed it all. Physical, off coverage, press, zone. I mean, I was really impressed. And like, okay, he's 160 pounds. Well, he's from inner city Pittsburgh. Maybe he's not eating that great. You know, maybe they don't have a great weight training program.
Right.
So he's going to get to Penn State. Do you think we're going to be sitting here and being like, you know what? Daquan Hardy just never got heavy enough. You never say that.
That's
you know what
a
I mean?
Good
like
point.
You never say that about a player. He'll be whatever they want him to be weight wise. Now we'll see if he keeps his speed up. I would also say out of Smith Vilbert and Joseph Darkwa, one of those guys will get all Big Ten recognition. Boom! How do you like that?
That's a bold prediction.
Bold prediction.
That is.
Andy, do you have any bold predictions for this class?
No,
because
no.
Most people listen to the show because your bold predictions are awesome.
No,
it's
no.
been a while. Andy.
Can you have some type of
it's
bold prediction?
It's been a while. Come on. Nope.
I still do this show because I live for your bold predictions.
No, nope.
I'll tell you right now. I think Saquon Barkley has a pretty good second year in the NFL. I'm going to tell you that much right now. I don't think it was a rookie fluke. I think he's going to have a pretty good year. You heard it here first.
All right.
Andy's
lastly,
upset.
Lastly, before we get out, no, I'm not making bold. Just going to give you a quick landscape of the Big Ten Conference and
it's
where
gonna
Penn
be more
State
numbers.
Fits in. No, just Michigan's one, Penn State's two by the number, Ohio State's three, not any detailed numbers, Nebraska four, Purdue five. There you go. Michigan State and Wisconsin are below Purdue and Nebraska. I just found that very interesting, and I think it could be a numbers game with Ohio State because they only have 17 commits in this class, but they have 12 of them are 4 and 5 stars, so they have a great class.
Which means they've got 5 3 stars or
correct.
Lower?
Correct.
That's interesting for Ohio State.
Yep.
Because in my mind, I feel like they only take 4 and 5 stars, you know?
So, all right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Thank you, Bob Flounders.
Oh, you're welcome, Andy
Tucker. That'll do it for this week's Keystone Kickoff Show. For everyone here at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us and have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.